Brothers that divide up Yerusha, Lekuchasein. We don't still like to take in the Mamish B'Torah Yerusha from the father, because we don't know which Chelik is really theirs. But we always consider it like a Lekuch, like they bought it. And therefore, Mazir and Zeb Zeb Yovel, they have to return it one to another and Yovel. Yeah. Alright, and we'll stop here. Yeah, that's Nun Zayin Amar Alef on top. Yeah, Mar says again, the Oz the Rabbi Yochanan Tam, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own Tam, that they have before the Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Breira. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, when two brothers divide up the Yerusha, they don't sit like the portions they get came from the father, because we don't know which portion belongs to them, but rather they consider like they bought it off one another. That's called Lekuches. I think Mar says, the Oz the Rabbi Yochanan Tam. Yeah, so far we're talking about before about Hilchus. Yeah, we heard so far somewhere also about Maisa Behema. That male associate Yepotah for Maisa Behema is called like Shutfis. So Mor says now, Yosef Yechanan, Taime, that Yom Rabat, Yom Rab Yechanan, Ha'achin Shecholku, and two brothers divide up the Yerusha, Lukuchasein, we consider like they border off one another. In other words, Ein Breira, it's not for sure the portion you deserve from your father, but rather one brother sells it to the other one. And therefore, O Marzirun Zele Zebi Yevil, you'll have to return it again when it becomes Yevil. Because that's look, when you sell a field, especially a steachuza, a store that you're yashin from your father, if you sell it to somebody else, by Yevil, you get it back. So you're also, one brother gets it back. In other words, it comes back to the matzav of Tus Sabais, like it belongs to the father, like, and they have to divide it over again. They have to make another chalukah. So Kizzi Birchman says it two places, here by Maise Beima, and here by regular Yerusha. The Mor says, let's read, Chani B'Birchman told us both places. The Yashmin Hachloni over here by Maise Behema, welcome Rabbi Yochanan, because maybe Maise Behema is Dumya de Bincham. We had the apostle before, Maise Behema is Dumya to Pidyon HaBen. So Ma Bincha, just like your own son, a Kain, they give it to a Kain, is Bebo Lachot. Like we know for sure it's your son, was born to you, there's no questions about it. So maybe Av Shorcha V'Tzoncha Bebo Lachot. Maybe there's a special drosha here for Maise Behema, Yoni Mechui V'Maise Behema, if you know for sure it's yours. So maybe real Rabbi Yochanan also by Yerusha, and also Yisei Yesh Breira. But even though Yisei Yesh Breira, maybe it's special over here, it has to be clearly that it's yours from the beginning. So V'Maise Behema, maybe you'll be Potter. Like it has to be like Neulah Nyurashus, Avos Soda, but over here where the brothers Yash in the field, maybe Mecherud Yom Rachamon Lehed to be Yovel. Only if you really sell it to somebody else, then does it come back to you by Yovel. But Yerusha Matanaloi, so maybe we yash in the fields, so we say Yesh Breira, consider like this is your portion you got from your father, it's not a Mecher, and therefore maybe it's not return in Yovel. And Yerusha Matanaloi, you do not have to give back by Yovel. So that's why Nidab Yechon teach us, even by Yerusha also, it goes back by Yovel. Now, the Yashmin and Sod, if I would have just heard, there's a locha by Sod here, that Achim Shecholku are called Lekuchas Ninu. Maybe I would have just thought to say Lechumra. Maybe Shadaz Rabbi Yochanan has a suffix, whether you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. So therefore, here it goes Lechumra to say that when the brothers divide up the fields, maybe it's Ein Breira, and it's considered like they border off one another. And therefore, Lechumra, we tell them that they have to divide it over again on Yevil. Inam Yerez Lechatchila. Again, like it starts to come back the way it was lechatchila, you got it from your father. So by the end of Yovel, there's a new svara, let it come back lechatchila. Or else Yovel Bechal has a locha, that everything goes back to the beginning. So for Yerusha, I would have thought to say, that's why he says Yovel, you go back. Avalocha, but by Maise Behema. A Maloi, over there, maybe no, maybe you would have the chiyuv to give Maise Behema, maybe it is considered yours, is tricha. If I need the machlokes, both cases that Yerchan holds, that first we put it for Maise Behema, because it's considered like a lekuach, like you bought it, and the lekuach is put it for Maise Behema. It's not considered you got it directly from your father's rishus. So you need the machlokes both places. Now the Moshe Meisa, I have a question. It says the Gemara in Tmura, V'chein ha-shutfim shecholku. If two shutfim divided up, so echad noitel asara, v'yechad noitel tisha v'kelef. Let's say you have shutfim that first own these 20 things together, 20 animals together, and they divide it up. So one person takes 10 sheep, or say goats, and the other one takes 9 goats and 1 dog. So the halacha is, shekneged a kelef. like the shuta that took the 10 goats, so one of those goats is opposite for the dog. So lochri is asurin. All those 10 animals are rasa to be brought for korban, because we don't know which one is called the mechir kelev. Like one of them is called an exchange for a dog, and that's absolut. An exchange for a dog is possible to be brought for korban. Therefore, all of them are possible to be brought for korban, since we do not know exactly which one. Yeah, but the opposite way. But Shima Kelev, let's say the 9, that the one that received the 9 goats and one dog, Mutarim, those 9 sheep are for sure mutter for korban, because those 9 sheep are not called the Mechir Kelev. Yeah. Now the question is, Viyar Mech Yesh Brera, according to Mandiyam that holds you say Yesh Brera, that you could divide, take one out, and that's the one that was always supposed to be, is so Livra Chag Minayu, Labahadi Kelev. So even this person that received the 10 goats, like why do we say all 10 are also for korban? Why don't they say just take out one of them? Choose whichever one you want, take out one goat, and say this goat is supposed to be the exchange for the dog, so that one is also for korban, but vahanech lishtori, but all the other 9 should be muta. So the kasha according to man diom, that he hold the yesh brera. So my answer is, omer Rav Ashi, I dishov kudal hadodi hochinami. If all the animals will have an equal value to it, in other words, these 10 animals on one side, and the 9 goats and the 1 dog on the other side, if all like 10 goats and all 9 goats have the same value, so we know it's mamish 1 against 1, so then we know there's only 1 goat against the dog, so true, then if you hold the yesh brera, you just pull out any 1 goat you want, and we'll say that's the one that I made to be the exchange for the dog. And only that one goat would be also for korban, but the other ones would be mutter for korban. That's true if they all have the same value to it. But I'll tell you, hocha v'mayaskinan. You know what we're talking about over here? To leishava kulul adodi, they don't have the equal value. V'shaval hay kalbo chad umashu. In other words, it's like this. In other words, these 9 goats are not equal to the opposite 9 goats. And the pshat is the dog makes up for it. If so, like the dog is more valuable. If so, v'hai mashu moshech v'yosev b'kuloi. It's like all 10 other animals have a mechir, have a little bit to do with that dog. Because it's not an exact exchange, each goat for goat. Because you take 10 goats. What the other one took? The other one took 9 goats and 1 dog. Now, your 10 goats, his 9 goats that he took, they're not equal, any one of them, to your 10 goats. Every one of those 9 goats are a little bit less value than your goats. So it comes out, how do you make the exchange? It must be because the dog is worth much more. So then the value of the dog, like, goes in exchange for every one of the goats. Because if we say one goat for another goat, but the one that took 10, he really has, his goats are worth a little bit more than the other one's goats. So how come? It must be the reason why you got a little bit more is because the other one got the dog. And the dog is worth much more. So it comes out the dog is a little bit in exchange in every single one of those 10 goats. There's a little bit in exchange for the dog. So that's why all 10 goats are also to use for korban. So if, even if you hold the yesh brera, but here brera won't help you. Because the maisa, there's one, the dog is part of the exchange of all 10 goats. Because they're not equal to his goats. So that's why here all 10 are also. Now the Mishnah says, HaKel Nechnosen L'dir L'Saser. Okay, when you have your 10 animals born to you that year, so you can bring all animals you have, go into your deer, into your corral, to start taking out one of the 10. Chutz, excluding Min HaKlayim. If you have an animal that was born from Klayim, meaning to say the parents were different breeds. It was a goat with a sheep, a goat with a lamb. So that's Klayim. So the son now is called Klayim. It's possible for korban. Therefore, it's even possible to bring into the deer. It's not part of the 10 to make up my sebema. Who treifa? Let's say an animal that's treifa also does not come included, because the pasuk says the yav or tachas hashevet has to be able to walk, and some treifas can't walk, so it's not in the pasha my sebema. V'yoytze doifin, an animal that came out through the side, not through the regular womb. Umechus hazman, before the animal was 8 days old. V'hayosam, meaning to say the mother died the same time the kid came out. All these are possible for korban. So they don't go into the deer lisaser. V'yezel yosem, what's called the yosem? Kol shemei se'imoi. Oy shenishkoto v'yachakach yodo. but the mother died first and then the kid came out. So when the kid came out, he doesn't have a mother, that behemoth is possible for korban. And therefore it doesn't go into the deer. It's not called one of your ten to make ma'aseh behemoth. Yabishua, even though he argues and says, afilu nishcha to ima, even if he shechted the mother first, the mother died first, and then the kid came out, v'hashaleach kayim, but the mother's skin is still around, then ein ze yosam, that's not considered a yosam, that baby, the behemoth would still be kosher for korban. Gemara explains, of course, what used to do is, they would skin the mother, and take the mother's skin and wrap it around the baby. So it's considered as if it has a mother still. So therefore, that's not called a yosam. A yosam would only be if there's no skin around, that mother died, and she has no skin, there's no skin of the mother around. Yeah. The other verse says, Minor and Emili, how do we know these? That these things are not nechnosin ladir l'saser. So Mara says, Tana Rabbonin, this is a posse by regular korban. It says, shor oi kesef, the word oi. So we dash in prat l'klein. If you're only being a regular shor, a regular ox, or a regular kesef, a regular lamb, but not a klein, because when both together, breed it together, the kid is posse for korban. Then the posse says, oi eis, rosa goat, that's prat l'nidma, where the kid, the babe, the behemoth, does not look like its mother. The parents were both goats, but the kid looks like a sheep, looks like something else. That's a nidma, it's also possible for korban. Then the pasuk says, ki yevoled, if it gave birth, samashma, normal birth, pratli yotze doifen, if the behemoth comes out through the side, not through the womb, it's possible for korban. Then it says, v'hoye shivas yamin, has to be at least 7 days, by its mother first, then the 8th day, you could use it for korban. It's pratli mechusas man, like when the behemoth is only 7 days old, it's not fit for korban. Then it says it should be 7 days tachas imoy, so mashma the mother has to be alive. So that's promptly yosim. In the case where when the baby came out, the behemoth came out, its mother died at the same time, that's not fit to be brought for korban. So these things are possible for korban b'chlal. Therefore, within are not nichnas l'dil esaser, they're not part of ma'aseh behemah. Rabbi Yishmael benoy, she Rabbi Yechon ben Bruk Weimer. Nema, kind of says over here. Tachas ha-shevet. It says by ma'aseh behemah, take all 10 under the shevet, like strike them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For them, Alana says over there, by regular korban, tachas imoy. It has to be shivas yom, tachas imoy. And then it's fit to be brought for korban. So ma'alahalan, just like regular korbanis, prat l'chol ha-shemas lalu, all these psulim, klayim, and nidma, is not fit to be brought for korban, is afkan for ma'aseh behemah also, prat l'chol ha-shemas lalu. That they're not even nichnas ladir. Even though we had before svara, maybe something goes into the deer, just it can't be brought for korban, or it may not, but you have to wait comes a balmum. But here it's mashmino, it's not even nichnas ladir lesaser. These things are potter, it's not bechla, one of the ten. That's the posik of tachas ha-shevet. O makan, just like over here, by ma'aseh behemah, prat l'treifa, because the posik says, ha-sheyar, but has to be able to walk. And a treifa where its leg is cut off from above the knee, it can't walk. So just like an animal that can't walk is not bechlal ma'aseh behemah, is af lahalan prat l'treifa. Who would do learn out by shar kabonis? For korban, you can't bring a treifa for korban. Now the Gemara says, ha'koyol lasu yamai. Our Mishnah starts off saying, ha'koyol nechlos l'dir. Masmeh, everything goes into the deer, only excluding these. So what do we include when saying ha'koyol, all animals go in? Like, cheetah means new animals that were born to you that year. And we know either a zohar or an akeva. So what's that curl? Samara says, Lasu yehodetan rabbanan. That we know that a price like this. That haroiva vihanirva. An animal that lived with a man, with a lady. Viha muksa. An animal you set aside to worship avodah zarah. Viha nevra. They really worship with it. For esnan. That's the pay you give a zoina. Viha mechir. That's the exchange you make for a dog. You sell an animal for a dog. But tumtum the androgynous, or an animal that has both simonim, or a tumtum is covered up, we don't know. Kulum nechnosnu dilasasa. These animals, even though maybe they're not fit for korban, but still they're brought into the deer, they can be one of the 10 for ma'aseh behemah. And if it comes out to be the 10th one, so you can't bring it for korban, so you just have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then the balam could eat it. That's the Chiddush in Mishnah. That Akon Nechnosim, even these psulim that are not fit for korban, still they go into the cheshbin of the 10 animals from ma'aseh behemah. We have Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that Tumtum the Adrubnis ain't Nechnosim Ladir Lasasar. He holds no. They hold Tumtum Adrubnis called like a barrier b'fnei atzmai, so it's not called a zoch, it's not called an akev, it's called something else. Therefore, Bechlal, it's not Bechlal ma'aseh behemah. Now the Gemara says, "V'tamini dan." What's shown the first bright, the first tana here that includes tumtum vandrugnis? They're also included. They go into the dealer sasa. Why? And Bechla, what's shown all these psulim on ichnasim dealer sasa? Why? Ego matachas tachas mikodeshim. If you make the gzeirah shav matachas tachas mikodeshim, sahani nami loy. So all these last psulim we have in this last bright, so it should also be possible. Since the apostle for Korban, it should not be fit to be bringing into my Sabaim Rido. So what's Pshat Natan of our Mishnah that these things are mutter, and only the Psulim and the Mishnah are no good. If you make the Zerah Shabbat Tachas, even these should also be puzzled, should not be Bechlal my Sabaim. Elamai vi lo yal, if you do not learn out. So I'll tell you, you don't make the Zerah Shabbat and honey, minole. How does the Tana of Al-Mishnah know to say that a Klayim, a Yotzi Doifin, are not Nichnas L'Dil HaSasar? I didn't know even that much. So what's shot from the Tana of Al-Mishnah that these things are, and what it says in the Mishnah are not, how do you divide up? So Mor says, yes, L'Yoyel V'mrilo Tera Tana of Al-Mishnah Gomer, he makes the Gezerah Shom HaTachas Tachas. So really whatever's possible for Korban is not Nichnas L'Dil HaSasar. Our Mishnah says Hakol Nechnosim means even these last things is Roiva v'Nirba v'Yamuksa v'Nevad, and these things are posts of a korban. So I tell you, v'Hani Rachman Ravinu, these last psulim the Torah says clearly it is Nichnas Ladir L'Saser. Why? The pasuk says in Vayikra Ki Moshchosam Bohem Mumbom Lo Yirotz Lechem. It says a korban that has a mum is posts you can't bring it for korban. It says Loshnov Ki Moshchosam. That's Loch of Ashchosam. Now, v'tonot deveir b'Yishmoel, that komokim shenema by hashchosa, whenever the pasuk says loshon of hashchosa, ainu b'alo devar erva, it means either a chet of an erva, or else v'avoy dezora. Devar erva, how do we know it means a devar erva? The pasuk says, ki hishchis kol bosr es darkei aloritz, that by the mabul, that all the people were mashchis the darkei, we know they had snus then, so devar erva, that loshon of hashchosa. Avoid the Zorah de Siv, paint Tashkisun, the Athisum, Lachem, Pesel, Tmunas, Kol Semel, Tavne, Zohar, and Akeva. So it says Loshna Tashkisun, and it means making an idol to worship Avoid the Zorah. So it's also the Postic says here by Mum, it says Kim Moshchosim. So Dashan like this. Vechol Shal Mum Posselboy, any like regular Korban, if it's a Baal Mum, you can't bring it for Korban. So then, Devar Erva, Avoid the Zorah, Poislam Boy. Who had been, if the animal was a nevad or a muksa, or had lived with a man or with a lady, you can't use that animal for the korban. But, v'chol she'en ha-mum poisaboy, like by Maisa Behema, even though these 10 animals have mumim on them, still it's nichnas l'dil l'saser, but since there's no psul mum by Maisa Behema, mature, you can't bring it for korban, but it has a locha to take Maisa Behema out of it, take these 10, and even if the 10th one you take out has a mum, it's just the bailan has a right to eat it. But it still has a loch of Maisa Behema. If so, since it has a loch of Maisa Behema, you put it into the deer, Lissasa, even though it has a mum, if so, therefore, is aimed Dvar Erva, for Yavoid Azor Poislam Boy, who had if the Behema was a Nevad, or was did Erva live with a man, still it could be put into the deer, Lissasa. True, if it comes out 10, you can't bring it for Korbin, but I call upon him, it is Nichna for deer, Lissasa. Yeah. Fahai. My maser, therefore these psulim go into my sebeima. Hoyv le posel by mumma. Since there's no psul mum by my sebeima, the said the posel says lo yivake b'toyv l'ra. You don't have to check it out between whether it's a toyv l'ra. Meaning to say, these 10 animals you put into your deer, even though some of them are bal mumim, still it's nichnas the deer. And v'lo yimerenu, that you're not supposed to take tmura from my sebeima. So therefore. Dvar erva ve'avoyde zora nami loy posel bei. Therefore, even though it has a psul on the behema that either is worshipped avoyde zora or else erva, it is not possible for this mitzvah of maisa behema. Therefore, roiva ve'nirva. If a man lived with the animal, a lady lived with the animal, is dvar erva. It's called a dvar erva, and that's why the Brice in the Mishnah says akurl nechnosim that this animal does go into the deal l'sasem muksa. The Nevad, we set it aside, you worshipped it, that's Avoy de Zara. The Ethnan, you give a present, you pay the Zaina, that's also called Dvar Erva, therefore it goes into a deal with Asir. Or Mechir, when you exchange it for dog, that's Ishkash Liethnan, always has the same luck like an Ethnan. But since an Ethnan, which is a Dvar Erva, is Nichnas Adil Asir, who are then a Mechir Kelo would also be Nichnas Adil Asir. Tumtum v'Adrugnis is Ksav Asveiku. We hold the Pshat from Tumtum v'Adrugnis is it's a doubt whether it's either a Zocher or an Akeva, but it's one or the other. So therefore, for Maisa Beima, no matter what it is, it's Nichnas Ladir. Either a Zocher or an Akeva, both of them are Nichnas Ladir. Therefore, we hold it is take off Maisa Beima from it. Now, in the Bryce, it said that Yoshim Ben Yuduay may know, he holds the Tumtum v'Adrugnis is not Nichnas Ladir L'Saser, because Ksavr he holds the Girsa should be. Lav Sveiku, he holds is not called a Sveiku, but rather it's clearly the barrier b'fnei atmoi. Therefore, it's not a Zarko, it's not a Mekeva, and therefore, Miat Rachmona Gabi Kotchim. There's a special Miat by Kotchim, it says, Zocha Vadi and Akeva Vadois. The animal has to be a Vadi, a Zocher, or also Vadi and Akeva. But Veloy Tumtum v'Adrugnis, but not a Tumtum v'Adrugnis that, according to the Shit of Shimon, is like a barrier b'fnei atmoi, it's like a new creature. It's not a Zocher, not a Mekeva. That's why he holds it's not Nichnas Adil Sasa. But we hold not that. We hold that it is either a Zocher or an Akeva. We don't know. But it's one or the other. Therefore, no matter what it is, it's still Nichnas Adil Sasa. Yeah. The Gemara says, Maisa Nami, you saw the Morris question, and Maisa Nami, Goma Takatakat Mikotchen, is from Shimon. He learns out Maisa Beino from Kotchen. But just like Tumtum v'Adrugnis is possible for Korbin, Hu Adin, it's possible for Maisa Beino. Tanur Rabbanan, look like this. It says, Hako Nechnosim Adil Vasasa. All animals go into your corral to start taking out Maisa Beino. Chutzman HaKlai, like it says in our Mishnah, if it's a Klai, the two parents were different minim, via Treifa, Divu Reb Lezer of Yehuda, Ish Kfar Bar Susa, Shom Hisad Ovi Mishum Reb Yeshua. Now, Omer Reb Akiva, that Akiva said like this, I heard from him, that Af Yoytze Doifin and Mechusa Zman V'yosem, that who are Din Yoytze Doifin, and the animals of Mechusa Zman at less than 8 days old, or Yosem has not, and the mother died, so, also it's not Nichnas Dilas Asa. So the question is, the Tanakamah doesn't say these last three psulim, Manashach, Iyigo Matachas Tachas Mikotchim, if he learns out the Gzeres Shom Matachas Tachas Mikotchim, Haninami, these things should also be included in the, that it should not be Nichnas Dilas Asa. Haninami Loi, V'loi Gomar, if he doesn't learn out the Gzeres Shom, so Bish Loi Mitreif, I understand, Kol HaShayav Matachas HaShevet Ksiv. Anything that could walk through the Shevet could walk through, so that goes through Maisa Beima. But Prapla Treifa, Shainu Averis, if you have a Treifa that the legs were cut off from above its knees, it can't walk, so that's not Nichnas Adil Asaser. That we understand, Treifa is good. Ela Klai Minole, how do we know the Behemoth Klai, its parents were different types, one's a goat, one's a sheep, how do I know to say that's not Nichnas Adil Asaser? So Mer says Minole. The Mer says, yes, the early Mila tell you Gomer. He makes the Gzeres Shavah. He learns out Tachas Tachas. So how come he says that how come Tanakam holds that Yoytze Doifin and Mechusa Zman is Nichnas Ladir? He holds like this. Over Yoytze Doifin, so for that he holds Kerem Shimon. He holds like Kerem Shimon Shita. The Yomer, he holds even by regular coach.